Anna and Zaki is with us for the business news. Kia ora. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare has nudged up its profit forecast.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, they have. It comes in the back of full-year revenue and profits being higher, or expected to be higher, despite the adverse effects of a stronger currency and likely drop in the value of its Auckland property. The respiratory health products manufacturer expects a profit for the March year of between $260 to $265 million, up $5 to $10 million on its November guidance, and a $30 million lift in revenue to $1.73 billion. Managing Director Lewis Graydon says the outlook is little changed, with this really a positive tweak on its position.
So I'd say we're updating or refining from $1.7 billion in revenue to $1.73. I'd kind of view that as a refinement and very close to our expectations. Currency impact going from 0.58 to 0.61 between those two numbers is a relatively small impact on those numbers, and that's due to hedging and just the magnitude of the move. And then so far as the heads up on the land revaluation goes, that's non-cash.
Lewis Graydon says sales of hospital and consumer products are strong. Another company updating its outlook today was Manawa Energy. The power generator expects better earnings on stronger demand, better market trading and cost containment. It's forecasting full-year operating earnings of between $142 million and $147 million, compared with the previous range of $120 to $140 million. Manawa says it's also making progress on a couple of new solar farms and a wind farm in the South Island. Consumers feel businesses are not walking the talk on climate, environmental and social issues, according to a new survey. The research from Kantar and the Sustainable Business Council shows consumers believe firms have a responsibility to do more on environmental and social issues. The council's head of ESG, Jay Crangle, believes a lot of it is down to messaging, saying businesses need to better communicate their achievements around sustainability. She says companies also need to explain the evidence behind their claims and remember that consumers are starting from a place of cynicism and mistrust.
Realising that that's the baseline that businesses are operating is really important, and for business to acknowledge that and look at the reasons why that is, and that's around communicating the whole story and making sure there's evidence to back it up. I think that's one challenge for business. There's also a balance to be found between green washing and green hushing. We want to make sure that the businesses that are making claims are making credible claims, but we also want to make sure that they are talking about what they're doing in the sustainability space and aren't feeling fearful about making communications just because they're concerned about where consumers' mindsets are at.
That's Jay Crangle of the Sustainable Business Council. And as you may have been hearing today, the US federal government, backed by 16 states, have filed a lawsuit against tech giant Apple, alleging it's stifled competition. The authorities say Apple has been blocking access to its smartphones and watches for app developers and other device makers. It follows the likes of Google, Meta and Amazon, who are also being taken to court by authorities for so-called competition law breaches. The New Jersey State Attorney General, Matt Platkin, who's part of the Apple suit, explains why big tech is under the gun.
You've seen companies grow significantly larger and have significant more market presence in a way that has resulted in unlawfully excluding certain commercial activity and stifling innovation. And you're seeing that in a number of places, and you're certainly seeing it in the tech sector.
Apple says it'll vigorously defend the lawsuit, which attacks who it is. Its share price fell 4%. Australia is submerged by a great wine lake caused by lower demand and the effects of China's tariffs of 4 years. 40% of Australian wine used to be exported to China until tariffs of up to 220% were imposed in 2020, following Australia's support for an inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. China has now suggested a temporary easing of the tariffs. But the chief executive of the Riverina Wine Grape Growers Group in New South Wales, Jeremy Cass, says having been battered by the Chinese, local growers are now being muscled by Australian supermarkets.
We're seeing wine on that market as low as 25 cents a litre. The wineries are telling us that it costs 40 cents a litre to produce. So, and they're getting pushed around by the big supermarkets who are just suggesting that that they buy off there for their buyer's own brands at those low prices, and they suggest if the wineries can't meet those prices then they'll lose shelf space is what we're being told.
That's Jeremy Cass of the Riverina Wine Grape Growers Group in New South Wales. 25 past 12, let's check in on the financial markets with Ben Petro of Jarden. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How's the financial markets? How's it looking today locally?
New Zealand's opened up 82 points, currently just under 12,000, largely driven by Fisher & Paykel Healthcare update that you've mentioned. Australia, slightly weaker, down 9 points or 0.12%. Leading gainers in New Zealand, we have Manawa Energy up 14 cents at $4.40. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare up $1.41 at $26.05. On the other side of the ledger, we have Ryman Healthcare down 5 cents at $4.53. EBOS down 33 cents at $35.67. And we have Air New Zealand down 1 cent at 59.5 cents.
You mentioned Australia there. Any major movers there?
Any major movers? We've got Woodside, they're down 19 cents at $30.70. Zero down 96 cents at $134.36. On the positive side, we've got Goodman Group up 15 cents at $31.15. We've got ANZ up 8 cents at $29.09. And Centre Group's up 5 cents at $339.50.
Okay, let's take us through to the New Zealand dollar and then also interest rates, oil and gold.
Sure. New Zealand is currently buying 91.95 Aussie cents, 55.64 euro cents, 47.74 Great British pence, $4.35 Chinese yuan, and against the US it's buying 60.44 cents. On the interest rates, NZ 10-year bond is currently yielding 4.62, US 10-year bond at 4.26, the New Zealand 90-day bill at 5.65, and finally we've got oil down slightly at $85.27 a barrel, and gold's currently at $2,180 an ounce.
Thank you. That's Ben Petro of Jarden with our market update. And just enough time to tell you that the biggest shareholder in PGG Wrightson has backed down in its attempt to roll the current board and replace it with its own directors. Singapore-based Agria, which is with a 44% stake, has withdrawn its notice for a shareholder meeting to vote on the board change.